The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
What's this new social media craze in the UK? It's called steaming, and it's leading to crowds of teens mass gathering in cities and causing disruption. Let's find out all about it now. I'm joined by the editor of London Centric, Jim Watterson. Jim, good morning to you. You're welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I'm calling this steaming. The British press are calling it steaming. The teenagers who do it don't call it that at all, do they?
Well, after I had a lovely chat with your producer last week when they were booking me to come on here, I asked my reporter on the ground in London to go and ask the teenagers involved about steaming. And the response was laughter in their face. So the teenagers themselves aren't necessarily calling this steaming. But what we're describing is a sort of a mass meetup of teens, which has obviously been going on for as long as teenagers have existed. But this time, I think the documentation of them running riot is going over social media, and people are looking for answers and looking for explanations as to what's going on and whether this is different.
Uh-huh. So when they're arranging to meet up on social media, what is the stated aim of the meetup?
Well, I think this is it's hard. We in the media try and sort of rationalize things. And I think almost the irrationality is the point here. The school holidays are on in the UK at the moment. It's Easter, and you know, kids said, "Let's meet up on a Friday night." What's happening is these young teenagers are then almost geeing each other on and running along, and it looks a lot like a sort of mini riot. It looks chaotic. They're running in and out of shops. But there's actually sort of not much being taken. What there is a lot of content being produced for social media that shows the chaos happening. The conclusion I've got after sort of having people trying to report this out is almost filming yourself breaking the social norms is the point of it. That's kind of the purpose in itself. The reaction you get if you see a clip of a few hundred teenagers running in and out of a McDonald's and trying to grab the odd thing, but not really grabbing very much, that almost is the purpose of it.
Yeah, because there was a meetup in Clapham in South London last Tuesday, so a week ago, and the police said and asked parents to take responsibility for their children. They talked about their own robust and visible policing plan and unacceptable antisocial behaviour. So clearly they see that there is a problem. There were three arrests, I understand, at that meetup in particular.
Absolutely. But the telling thing is that, you know, there were reporters from around the world following this up in Clapham. There were German press, there were French press, the US has taken a big interest in it. And yet this is fundamentally three teenagers being done for shoplifting. This is not the biggest criminal act. What it is a very sort of visual act of the idea that the kids are out of control, which is an eternal sort of fear that we all have to a certain degree. So I find it a really quite hard to pin down phenomenon, because part of it is teenagers being really out of control and a bit chaotic, but not actually that much sort of hard damage being done. Mm-hmm. In 2011, there were riots across London and, you know, buildings were burned down, and the defining images of that were people stealing sneakers and running off with TVs and proper looting. This time around, very, very little was taken. If there was anything, it was sort of the odd bit of fried chicken.
So what it looks like is a large group of teenagers running around and shouting. Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, that is, but it can, and when you're on your feed and you're scrolling through your feed, and I know this is also the case to a certain degree in Ireland, that footage of young people, and let's be honest, in this case, largely young black people, is going viral is a thing that footage does. It's sort of attuned to the idea that the inner cities are out of control and have been lost. Whether you choose to believe that or not is interesting, but the social media companies and the algorithms that sort of push this content are very incentivized to sort of get people pushing more of it, and the kids themselves are sort of contributing to this because they view it as quite fun. They were very aware of how it looked. That was the thing that I found so interesting. You sort of talk to them and they go, yeah, we know how this looks, we can see it going viral ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So that might be the point of it then.
I think, you know, that's the closest I can get to it, is it's that act of transgression. And the difference is that whereas if you were a sort of modern mod fighting a rocker in 1950s Brighton and you didn't film it, but it was a bit of a pictures. This time around, when you're doing it, the kids are almost documenting their own crimes, and that's the purpose of it.
Mm-hmm.
And those crimes are often not the most serious thing, but it looks like sort of the city's out of control.
Okay, now you said,
and the mayor, it's very interesting that the mayor in London, Sadiq Khan, is acutely aware of the damage to London's reputation that this can cause. They view this at the top levels of the UK government now as a threat, the idea that the perception of the city is under threat for investment and tourists coming here.
Well, Sadiq Khan wasn't helped by Marks and Spencer's coming out, despite the fact that you say there wasn't much shoplifting happening as part of these steaming incidents, as we're calling them. They have used the opportunity to say, we constantly are being told that crime and shoplifting is declining in London. That is not what Marks and Spencer say is actually happening.
I'd agree with the M&S boss on that. Absolutely. I think this was an incident that crystallised a lot of existing concerns.
And so have they taken an opportunity to use this event or events to make that point, Jim, would you say? Because you mentioned to us earlier that actually there hasn't been much in the way of crime or shoplifting linked to this gathering of teenagers.
There hasn't been much linked to the gathering. I think what this has done is there is, my take as someone who reports on London day in, day out, is that there is sort of two things that are true at the same time. That our social media feeds are overwhelmed with videos portraying inner cities as completely out of control, chaotic, violent, and everything. And that doesn't reflect the everyday reality for most people in London. And I imagine it's the same in Dublin and other major cities in Ireland. What is the case, certainly in London, is there's a lot of low-level crime that the Met Police have struggled to get a handle on. Shoplifting really is on the up, and that the retail workers we speak to are exasperated. So I think what's happened here is footage of kids running riot has been used as sort of the moment that the conversation has coalesced around this, and that the things that people have been wanting to say, the M&S boss has been waiting for a good reason to speak out on this. This is a thing that has said, look, can you just do something about this?
Uh-huh.
Can you just reassure us that you're actually going to take the low level stuff? Well, the murder rate in London's collapsing, but can you now sort out the phone theft, the shoplifting, the so-called petty crime that just really wears you down sometimes?
All right, Jim, thank you very much. Good to talk to you. Jim Watterson there, editor of London Central.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.